Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Multiple law enforcement officers were involved in a chase down 410 to Rough and Ready Road on Monday. Tony Johnson Jr., age 37, of Shannon, was charged with misdemeanor child abuse, possession of a stolen vehicle, drug charges, and multiple traffic violations. We've reached out to officials for more on the case. Deputies arrested a woman after a shooting Saturday that took place between Tabor City and Poway. The deputies called for SWAT team after someone reportedly pointed a firearm out the window of a van where a man was laying wounded inside. Two other people were detained, while Tara Little McPherson, age 52, was arrested on charges of assault with a deadly weapon, assault on an officer, and more. Four people are facing multiple drug trafficking charges after an investigation by the Sheriff's Office. Jonathan Cumby, Linda Nicole Gore, Skylar Long, and Teresa May Hersey are in jail under secured bonds for trafficking in opiates, sale of marijuana, possession of stolen property. The Sheriff's Office is expected to release more on the case today. Wyville City Council last night approved the third amended buyout list for flood-prone properties, most of which are on the west side of town. A total of 118 parcels, some with and without structures, will be purchased by the North Carolina Office of Resilience and Recovery. After they've been cleared, they'll be titled to the city. Now, plans for the properties are still being considered. Most will remain green spaces. None will be redeveloped. Speaking of the Office of Resilience and Recovery, they're accepting comments through this Saturday on proposed changes to using federal funds to rebuild homes that have been damaged or destroyed in hurricanes. Now, this includes damage from Matthew, Florence, and Helene. Some of the modifications being considered are placing homes in floodplains, accelerating homeowner relief, and other changes. Check out the story on our website for more. You can also go to rebuild.nc.gov to register a comment. The deadline is December 14th. There's all kinds of Christmas stuff going on, folks. Trinity Baptist Church and Chaffin Baptist Church are joining forces to have the Cantata Silent Night Holy Night. You're going to get two chances to see it. The program will be Sunday at 6 p.m. at Trinity Baptist. It's located at 201 South Thompson in Wyville. Monday it will be at 7 p.m. at Chaffin Baptist at 504 North Howard Street. Tabor City Baptist Church's adult choir is going to present their Christmas night of worship Sunday at 6 p.m. A time of fellowship will follow. Everyone is welcome. You can make sure you check out our growing list of Christmas church events at the CCN webpage and send us your plans as well so we can get the word out for you. Tabor City's Cooking Carl is still going on today. Pick up your cookie box at the library and support local small businesses. Fair Bluffs Christmas Tree Lighting and Parade is Saturday. Santa's going to be visiting at the Visitor's Center from 4 to 5:30 p.m. for pictures with the kids. At 5:30 p.m., they'll have the tree lighting and everything will kick off. It'll be followed by the parade at 6 and other special activities. Two really big Christmas events are Saturday in Wyville. Gerganus Farm Store is hosting a flock swap and livestock sale from 9 a.m. until 2. It's free to participate. The Columbus County Farmers Market Christmas from the Heart Sale, one of the biggest events of the year for the market. That is this Saturday. You'll find one-of-a-kind gifts from local artisans and local small businesses. That also at the market this Saturday is going to be their first ever tack swap. So if you have spare saddles, horse gear, tack, and other accessories lying around, bring them to the free swap and sale. It doesn't cost anything to participate. You might even find that saddle for that new Christmas pony your little girl's been asking for. The market is located on Government Complex Drive in Wyville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.